Hi, Matt.
Hey.
We can get started here with Manolo.
Matt, my friend, El Destructor.
How we doing?
Fine, thanks. Matt, you know, when the spring training started, you know, you said that you were going to work in a lot of things because you felt that last year was not really that, Matt Olson. You'd like to improve in a lot of things. After 6 weeks of working down there and playing games and everything, what are the things you think you improve more? And what is going to be better for you coming through this year? You're improving mentally or physically?
You know, I think I've got better both ways. Last year was tough mentally. I don't think I handled it the right way, and really wanted to come into the year and have the right mindset. Obviously, there's things I needed to work on to perform better, but I felt like I had a good grasp on what that was and how to attack that. And, you know, the separator is the mental game and getting out here and being able to go through at-bats every day and you know, get better each day. So, you know, I was happy with the way spring went and ready to get the season started.
Yes, you know, we asked some of your teammates yesterday about the same question, and I don't know where this come out from, but there are some experts that are saying that you guys are barely going to go over 500. I don't know where this come from, because you guys won 97 games 2 years in a row, and last year you won the equivalent of 97 games, but in a shorter season. What do you think about this opinion of the experts that you guys are going to barely make it? You think you're a better team than that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people in baseball have the same opinion. I think we definitely think in this clubhouse that we're a better team than that. I don't know who was throwing those projections out, but that's fine. You know, we know that we don't get necessarily the love that we should because we're a West Coast team and maybe a little smaller market. Not a lot of teams, you know, not a lot of people see us play, and that's fine. It doesn't matter. We're out here playing the same game, and you know, if anything, we kind of like it.
Matt Kawahara.
Hey Matt, just wondering, what's the sort of the level of anticipation? I don't know how long you've been in the like at the park or on the clubhouse, but for you guys, just to get the season going here.
Yeah, it's good, especially after kind of such a hectic year last year. You know, there's just so much that went into it. Obviously, we're still dealing with protocols and things like that, so it hasn't been the easiest. But you know, this is what it's about: opening day with fans in the stands and you know, full season ahead, so we're all excited.
With all that, just, you know, knowing that there are going to be some fans left and opening days in April again instead of July, I mean, does it feel like things are sort of maybe trending back a little bit toward normal?
For sure. Last year's opening day was eerie in a sense, you know, with everything that was going on, and this feels normal. You know, we're going to have the normal you know, out on the line, lineups, I'm sure. And, you know, just the overall feel of coming to the field today and knowing what we're going to have happen tonight was back to normal.
Martin.
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Good, you?
Good, thanks. Obviously, you guys are going to see the Astros a lot here in this next week or so. And, I mean, we all saw last year, you know, the kind of the rivalry that was building there. How do you kind of look? Do you see that as kind of like a rivalry between you guys now, especially since you played in the playoffs last year? What do you kind of just think of when you guys are going to battle here against Houston, knowing that it might be your main competition, you know, in that division race?
Yeah, I mean, they've been kind of our main competition the past 3-4 years. You know, not saying anything about the other guys, but, you know, they won the division the years before, and we were second and kind of battling them, you know, throughout the past few years, and we were able to win it last year and know it happened in the playoffs. So, you know, it's always a good battle when we play. They got a hell of a team. We got a hell of a team. And when we go out there, I think we know the importance of each game, both sides against each other. So it's always fun.
Vince.
Good afternoon, Matt. I'm just curious. it was what everybody had, meaning a 60-game season, and everybody had to evaluate that in a certain way. But now it's back to, you know, what you're accustomed to, which is playing a full year, knowing that there are peaks and valleys, but you've got more time to work through things. I just wonder how much time did you spend? I know that you wanted to improve things, which you feel like you have from last year, but how do you look at a 60-game body of work as opposed to knowing this is a year where it's so many more things can happen because of the length and just the fact that you're playing a full schedule?
Yeah, you said it. You know, it does kind of regress more to the mean, you know, over a full season. Those ups and downs kind of level out a little bit. And, you know, last year it was different and obviously shorter. And, you know, some of those downs or ups might have gone off a little more because of the length of the season. So, you know, things will play themselves out. And, you know, the teams who are consistent and have a good season for, you know, the entire length will be on the top then.
And finally, how do you approach a guy like Zach Greinke, who's not overpowering, but finds ways to place the baseball and make strikes look like balls, make balls look like strikes, and tries to get you to play his game?
Yeah, you just got to stay within yourself. You can't try to do too much. He's a guy who kind of counts on you to get yourself out, and he does it on purpose. He knows which pitch looks like the other pitch and how to get you to expand the zone. And obviously he's had such a long career that he knows very well what he's doing out there. So yeah, you just got to go up there and get your pitch and not try to help him out.
This is a little bit similar to an earlier question, but you've kind of said in the past that you're not traditionally sort of the fastest starter when it comes to hitting. You've had some slower starts in the first month or so, but given the way that you were hitting in spring, is this about as good as you felt kind of going into a season?
For sure. For sure is. You know, normally I'm hitting opening day and almost having to battle from the start, but no, I feel good to have the results that I had in spring. It was honestly a first for me. And, you know, I just been trying to ride the wave and keep that good feeling going. Hopefully it continues into the regular season.
Alex.
Hey, Matt. This is a little bit of an off the wall question, but I was curious if you were able to do any work with Reese Cliff this off season when you were home, and if Reese has set his annual predictions for you yet.
Yeah, he actually he sent it over a few days ago. Actually, he had me having a decent year, and he had the A's going to the World Series. Actually, so it was cool. Yeah, I did some stuff with him, not too much, but he had a first annual golf tournament that was pretty cool, and a bunch of people came out and supported him, and he teed up a ball and hit one on the driving range as the ceremonial drive. So it was a cool experience. And yeah, I was pretty excited when he sent those projections over.
Cool. Thanks.
Shayna.
You talked earlier about how you wanted Masters with a mental evolution this year. What are your personal goals right now heading into the season?
Win the division and win the World Series. I mean, if that stuff happens, the personal things will fall into place. And, you know, I'm a big believer in that. And, you know, I don't like to set numbers that I expect myself to get to or any sort of thing like that. I just want to go out there and, you know, do what I can to contribute to a win. And, you know, if we're playing good baseball and going far in the playoffs, and then, you know, the personal stuff will follow.
All right. Thank you, Matt.